right, gang, let's get this thing started, huh?
A 49-year-old unidentified man went berserk last night, opening fire with a 12-gauge shotgun.
The country's future lies in the hands of one province tonight. 5 million Quebecers are choosing between yes and no.
A lot of bleeding hearts around who just don't like to see people with helmets and guns. All I can say is go on and bleed.
All you people want is more, 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 more! Leave Benny alone!
This is Revision Radio.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
With Eddie Irwig. From parts unknown, Rod Gilbank. Revision Radio, taking news seriously for a change.
Welcome to Revision Radio. Welcome to Revision Radio. That's just showing how much technical difficulties I have right now. So, yeah, we're starting the show a little bit late today. Can you hear me? I'm with Rod Gilbank right now.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for co-hosting with me because the Skeez is in Toronto doing his sweet investigative reporting with the Rob Ford thing and the tunnel that Rob Ford built.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Eddie.
I was talking about the Skeez, though. Can we go back to that?
Yes.
I just want to thank you for being on the show, though. Can we go back to that one again?
No. But yes. Thank you.
All right. So we got some news that we want to cover here. Let's do it.
Our top story.
So an ostrich has escaped from the Fassifern Zoo just 2 hours ago. I mean, it'll be 2 hours and a half now because we're starting late.
Yeah, a little late. But wow. But
2 hours and a half. That's still
It's still pretty current. No one else knows about this.
This is the first news that's broadcasting it at this moment. So the ostrich is on the loose and may be headed for Vanquely Kill. That's where we live.
No.
That's where we're broadcasting the show tonight.
Dude, that's really?
That's pretty close. Police said that the ostrich is likely not to attack anyone and is very timid. We have the zookeeper of the zoo on the line here. Let's see if we can bring him up. His name is DiBiasio Grande. DiBiasio, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, is this DiBiasio Grande from the Fassifern Zoo?
Yes, it is.
So, let me get this straight. You own the zoo, and you're the zookeeper.
Yeah, that's right. I've been I own the zoo for the past 40 years.
40 years. Did you even know that there was a Fassifern Zoo building?
I had no idea. They really got to work on some advertising, I think.
I think that is just fine. They have ostriches there, that's for sure.
Yeah, but we lost one tonight.
Well, you don't 100% know that it's lost. You might be getting it back, right?
Yeah, we hope so.
So I was just going to ask you, the ostrich escaped 2 hours ago. How did this happen?
Yeah, I really don't know, because we went to feed it, and the fence was kicked down, and we saw footsteps in the snow, like, heading north. So we told police, like, we thought that maybe it was heading for Vanquely Kill, so that's why we kind of called you guys.
Do you know where the ostrich is at the moment, like, the general vicinity?
No. We're
just towards Vanquely Kill, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
Are we in danger? Is this a dangerous ostrich?
No. It's very, very calm. It's very peaceful. You can pet the bird. You can try to ride the bird.
Yeah, what should we do if we see the bird? Like, what if we see the bird in the street? What can we do? Can we feed it?
Yeah, you can feed it.
You said we could pet the bird?
Not cut the bird.
No, I said pet it. Can you pet the bird?
Yeah. You can pet the bird.
Really? Can you believe this?
Yeah.
He actually even said we could ride it, potentially.
Did you say we could ride the bird, DiBiasio?
Yeah, you can ride the bird. Because when you come at the Fassifern Zoo, you can actually ride the bird.
That is incredible. So if we see the bird, the ostrich, we should just act naturally, talk to it, pet it. Does it speak English?
I know.
Well, it doesn't understand English. French. Obviously, the bird doesn't talk.
No. Usually, we talk to it in French, so...
I'm out of the question. I won't be able to help him out.
So what if we want to feed the bird? We call the police, but the bird is in our backyard or something. We want to feed it a treat. What can we feed this ostrich?
Yeah, for the listeners. Can call you... Yeah, you can call you guys at the radio station or call the police, because the police have interrogated us and they ask us all kind of stupid questions and all that. So,
but you're not worried at all the danger of this ostrich at all. There's nothing to worry about.
No. There's really no harm that the bird can do, or it's a really calm pet. It's a household pet. It's a big household pet.
Yeah.
It sounds really friendly. I mean, you get to pet it. That sounds fantastic.
You get
right?
to feed it. Can we feed it? What can we feed it? Now, you didn't answer this question.
Is there you can practically anything. You know, we go from anything that we can find, from candy, nacho, gummy bears.
Wow, really? That sounds like a really healthy
even hot dogs.
You can feed this ostrich a hot dog.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, hot dogs.
That's good for animals.
Yeah, a big ballpark.
That's incredible.
But
does the ostrich have a name?
No, it doesn't have a name. We call it Tootsie. We call it all sorts of names.
Tootsie. So, Tootsie. That's nice.
Yeah, Tootsie.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Because it eats Tootsie Rolls, too.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious.
I'm actually, you know what? At first, when I heard that the ostrich escaped, I was sort of scared.
Well, of course. It's
but
the,
now
a big,
I want to
meet
it.
Bird, you'd think. No, it sounds like
you
fun.
Want it. Yeah. I want it back. So if
well,
I
you
get
never
it
know.
Back, you'll get to meet it.
Wow, I can't. So we're keeping an eye out on outside of the Revision Studios hosted here at the Review Studios.
Hopefully anyone driving down the 34 is keeping good eyes open.
34, any streets around this area, because it's in Fassifern. One last thing I want to ask you, DiBiasio, the owner of the Fassifern Zoo. If the ostrich is listening right now, do you have anything that you want to say to it?
Yeah, sure. Je vais te parler en français. Mon bel autruche d'amour, j'espère que tu vas nous revenir à la maison, sain et sauf bientôt. Et s'il vous plaît, ne blesse pas personne, surtout pas quand tu as tué mon frère Fernando. That should be good.
So I didn't understand any of that. Can you tell me what you said that was? Is that in English there?
Yeah, hope that you come back home soon, safe and sound, and our whole family, like, we miss you so.
That's it. It sounded like it was longer.
No. Well, my brother Fernando misses him very, very much too.
Well, there you go. If Fernando's listening right now, we're gonna try to get this bird back to you. Honestly, I was scared at first. So, DiBiasio, I want to thank you for answering questions and for calling into the show. And really, I have a change of mind here. I really thought we were in danger.
There's nothing to worry about here in Frankly Kill.
So hope all your listeners have an eye out for a big ostrich in the road.
Thank you so much, DiBiasio.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Man, I'm about to put the pressure with the whippers with him, man.
Let me show you how it's done. It's time to have some fucking fun. You've been bombarded with retarded fucking shit. Nothing but the hits to watch this sun. Let me show you how it's done. Ocean Beach and Kingdom Come. There's a lesson to be learned if you can see. But you came to me, I'm number one. Yeah! And there's a gang of motherfuckers on the bike. Each like pretending they're the flavor of the night. Drop like a yo-yo, oh no. On the radio, oh, oh no. Let me show you where it's at. Where the beats are big and fat. Let me show you how it's gonna be the Mac and Mac. You on your sacrilegiac. Yeah, now step the fuck back.
Revision Radio. Read my lips. No new taxes.
Man, I'm about to put the press.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Sorry. Still technical difficulties. Can you say that again there?
I said, hey, hey.
So this is Rod Gilbank, my co-host this week.
How's it going,
taking
everyone?
The spot. Sorry, what did you say?
I said, how's it going, everyone?
Yeah, there's a lot of listeners tonight at this very moment.
Hopefully everyone's listening in and enjoying a good show this Tuesday night.
I know we're in the newsroom right now, but Rod Gilbank brought me some, a gift here of some, you can hear a little bit of that there.
A little bit of that there, a little specialty special and some little glass here.
You brought me a, White Russian, delicious, one of my favorite drinks.
Delicious White Russian.
Do you know that my girlfriend and I fell in love drinking White Russians?
You guys fell in love?
We did. We're still in love, hopefully.
Oh, that's good news.
She's gone to Edmonton, which is really... She's gone to Edmonton for the weekend. She's in a nice warm place right now.
Lucky.
Plus five.
Plus five.
We live in Canada.
She must be out like in her shorts.
Because if I said plus five to like someone else, they'd be like, that's cold.
Freezing.
That's freezing.
Yeah.
So before we go any further into the news stuff, we want to get to know you a little bit better, Gilbank.
Get to know Rod Gilbank.
Mr. Gilbank is in the studio today, and I did this to, excuse me, I did this to the skis last week. I did some questions for him. He answered very poorly.
He was very squirmish, it sounded like.
He didn't understand any of the questions. These are a little easier because I understand that when I put your face in the paper to advertise the show, a lot of people knew you already. So this is just, we're covering the basics here.
And a lot of people knew me for that specific face as well, yeah.
I'm going to put your mic a little louder because I feel like...
People need to hear that. Be a little bit louder.
Let's do a little bit of the Gilbank interview, and my engineer Jean Sarazan did a little intro for you.
And now, hailing from parts unknown, Rod Gilbank.
Nice,
Mr. Gilbank.
That was me peeling in.
I saw you peeling in right at this moment.
Yeah.
You were talking from inside your truck, but now you're in the studio.
Yep, that's my voice carries very well.
Well, I gave you a mic for that clipped on your shirt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's hear that again. I like
this
that.
And now, hailing from parts unknown, Rod Gilbank.
This question isn't on my list, but I want to know where the name Rod Gilbank came from, because your real name isn't Rod Gilbank, let's face it.
Well... No one really knows
that's
that.
That's your stage name.
That is my stage name.
Just like Anthony Barton is Dylan Black.
Dylan Black.
He sounds different. When he talks as Anthony Barton, he sounds...
Younger, nerdier, less
like
cool.
A nerd. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Rod Gilbank, that came... I received a package one day. And on
from
the
where?
Package...
Where did you get the package from?
It was from the jersey store. Mm-hmm. Where you buy jerseys.
Yeah, I know
the
store.
Yeah. I ordered it.
Joey Parapants works there, right?
Yeah. Joey Parapants works there. And I ordered the package, and it was delivered by actually a good friend of mine who works at FedEx, Brett Fanning.
Yes.
And I read the packing slip, and the packing slip said Rod Gilbank, rather than my real name.
Todd Gilbert.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sorry that I said that into the mic, but that's the name you were born with, but a couple of months in, Rod Gilbank came in.
He came into the picture, and he has not left. He is a famous explorer.
From parts unknown. Let's get the Gilbank interview going here, because every time I have a special guest, I want to grill him with a couple of questions.
All right, grill me.
Where are you from? That's the first question. Where are you from, Gilbank?
Where I am Eastern Ontario. Born in Hawkesbury. I grew up till I was five in just outside of Grenville, actually, down Scotch Road. And
they have a hospital there.
Sure they do. And then
Eddie Earwig, the host of Revision Radio... was born in a hospital that no longer exists.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry to bring it back to me here, but...
No, that's okay.
That needs to be said.
I'll just say another random thing. My sister was born in a hospital, which is now a retirement home.
Is she going to retire there?
Probably.
Well, that would be a full circle of life.
Yeah. And then I lived in Lorneal for a few years, and when I was 10, I moved here to Van Cleek Hill, where I then became the Van Cleek Hillbilly, self-proclaimed.
Do you want to do the next question, Mr. Gilbank?
For sure.
Do you like Chinese food, and why?
I don't like Chinese food.
No, why?
Mainly because the flavors. I don't like the flavors.
Oh, you don't like a certain food because of the way it tastes. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the original answer.
That's a very specific, plain old Jane answer.
Okay, here we go. Let's just go to the next question, because that one was kind of boring.
Yep.
Because if you did what kind. Yeah, this one is really good, actually.
Okay.
Now, question number three here. If your life was made into a movie, who would play you and who would play me?
Oh, God. Zach Galifianakis would play you.
Yes. I've heard of this man, yes.
Myself. Geez.
Maybe he can play both of us.
He could play
split
both of
screen.
Us. Yeah, a little bit of split screen action. I feel like he'd play both of us. Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Are you good with
That's I'm happy. Final
Zach
answer.
Zach Galifianakis.
It'd be fantastic.
What kind of vehicle do you drive, Mr. Gilbank?
I drive a Dodge Ram.
Yeah, I think I've seen it in town. Actually, What's really funny, I was wrapping up work today, and I heard it outside the window at work. Did you honk it at all today at around 5 o'clock?
Yes, somewhere around that.
I heard that.
Yes. It has. It is equipped with a train horn. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
as any Rod
you paid extra for
have.
That.
Of course. It wasn't stock.
Question number 5. How much money do you have on you right now?
Hey, can I check?
Yeah, you can check. Of course you
can feel
check.
Like I have a few bucks.
Okay.
If I open
he's
up
taking out his wallet, the old ladies wallet, gentlemen.
With the chain.
Of course, because we don't want anybody to steal your wallet.
I
wouldn't
want to lose it. I have a whole $20 in here. And you know what? It's in fives. So I don't spend it all in one place.
Do you have any change on you?
No change.
There's a chance you can win $4 today. You know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
You're going to be part of a game called Do You Want to Win Something? I don't know. I can't remember the rest of the
game. It's something like that. I don't know.
Okay. This is the next question. Where were you the drunkest you have ever been?
The drunkest I had ever been. Definitely the Van Cleek Hill Fair.
The Van Cleek Hill Fair, yes. It was your birthday that weekend. It's always your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you hear it got canceled this year?
Yeah. Well, Sean's out of town.
Sean Lewis Dooley.
Yeah,
so let's bring it back to your birthday. So what happened that day?
So that day, I just I was very proud. I had just participated in the Demolition Derby.
Yes.
And then I immediately went to the beer gardens, where I decided that everyone needed to know it was my birthday, and everyone's
it's Gil Bank's birthday, right?
It's the Gil Bank birthday, and that's even a hashtag for all you young kids out there. And of course, I made friends with everyone.
Can old people use the hashtag too?
No. Simple.
Just the young people?
Yes. And yeah, everyone was really friendly, and everyone bought me lots and lots and lots and lots of drinks.
Yep.
And yeah, it was just a moment where all of a sudden I remember someone handed me a drink. I enjoyed it. And then I ended up puking at a picnic table where I thought two large guards carried me out to my good friend, the Zach Robiz.
The Robiz?
To his pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
But no, it turned out to be two small 5 foot nothing girls that carried me out. And but I was so
beautiful women.
Yeah, beautiful women, beautiful babies. And my legs just wouldn't work, and I wasn't able
you
to.
You were drunk.
Yeah, totally. But it wasn't like total black.
You have epic birthdays, memories. Though.
My birthdays are always.
Last year, I think, I was telling you this today early because I met you earlier. Because you and I had known each other.
Today?
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever officially met in person. But I remember going to your birthday and not meeting you last year, but it was the best birthday party that I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had some really good people. You being the main one organizing.
Yes, I was
it.
The main one, and we didn't get to meet until today.
Yeah, it's a shame. I've always been wanting to thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
it
you.
Was a great time.
Thank you for
there
having
was a
me
huge
birthday.
Water slide.
Thank your mother for giving birth to you this
you
time.
You know what? Thank you, Mom. She's listening in right now, for
you
sure.
Sure?
Yeah, she's listening
she
in.
She has superpowers. She's listening into this on a Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one more question for you. Has anyone ever been your friend and really screwed you over? Please tell me the story about that one.
Yes, I have had some close friends.
Uh-huh.
Which do you want? Like multiple stories, one story?
You don't have to say names. Just tell me one in particular that sticks out in your mind.
One particular one that sticks out would be I had a good friend of mine live with me for a few.
No, he lived with you.
Yeah, he actually just moved in on his own.
I have a feeling I know he is. Spiegel.
No.
No, yeah. Really? It's not Spiegel.
Well, no. Actually, it's kind of, they're almost two similar stories where two people kind of screwed me over. I let them move
okay,
in.
Okay, well, let's skip away from the Spiegel. Let's go to the real person you're talking about.
Yeah, the real person I'm talking about. Yeah, stayed there, moved in while I was on vacation. I asked him to take care of my house, came back, and he was kicked out of his other place. So I said, okay, we'll stay here, make a little plan, you get back on your feet.
Yep.
Then got him a job and everything, took real good care of him, made sure he's well done.
Okay, I got two questions about this. At the job that you got him, was he allowed wearing shorts?
He was definitely allowed wearing shorts, and he was happy about that. He told some people.
Okay. Did he own more than one shirt?
Yeah, he owned 3 shirts, but he did enjoy. Actually, he must have owned many shirts because he left 4 duffel bags of clothing. But he did enjoy wearing specific shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything
and then
else
the, with it? Yeah, in the end, he the day he was supposed to show up for work, he decided not to show up for work.
Yeah.
And run away.
Like a little boy.
Just ran away.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And I haven't seen him since. Amazing.
Gil Bank, everyone gets to know you a little bit better today.
There you go.
Thank you for getting grilled here.
That was easy.
You didn't get any abortion questions or questions about what religion you are like the skis did.
I would have to check my phone. I'm not sure.
Pick one.
You didn't get anything hard, I don't think.
Well, that not that you could see.
Well, maybe you did get hard, yes. Hard questions.
Yes, questions.
Okay, so I got a little segment here that has nothing to do with you.
Excellent, I love
it. I'm making it a rule to play a Slacker song every show. So this little segment now is called Cut Me Some Slack.
Give me some slack!
Cut me some slack, will you?
Cut him some slack, okay?
Can you cut me some slack?
Cut me some slack!
Cut him some slack!
You cheat, you lie, you talk about my friends to their face, step back. Will it never end? Why you wanna be a face in my crowd?
Revision Radio, news for people who are listening right now.
Welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 Van Cleek FM.
Thank you.
Oh,
hey,
Mr. Gilbank, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for welcoming me.
No problemo. I feel like the show's going pretty good right now. I just got word that nobody's listening.
No.
Yeah, the show isn't on the air right now because something happened, but we're pre-recording it, so if you're listening to this...
These are the people in the future. We should... take advantage of that.
What should we say?
It's like a time capsule show.
I don't think we can interact with them. They can just hear us.
Oh.
It's pretty cool here in the past, though, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it's cold out. Maybe some people are enjoying this in the summertime.
Do you know what kind of games we play here in the future, in the past?
Oh, I'm hoping...
You ready for it?
I'm hoping you're going to tell
me. It's a money game.
Yeah. Yes.
Who wants to win $4?
Yes, who wants to win $4? It's the second time we're playing this ever in the world.
I sure hope we could find someone.
I just brought out all the money and I'm putting it in front of me, and then I'm going to slowly put it in front of Mr. Gilbank's face.
Ooh.
Because there's a chance that he could win $4. $4. $4. It's not starting again. I was going to make it so it played again.
$4.
Oh, there we go.
Who wants to win $4?
Have you ever played this game before?
I've never played this game.
But you've heard the skis play it.
Oh, I heard it. I studied
it. He really killed it, but he won the game eventually.
Yeah, he did. He did.
All right. So can you tell the listeners what I'm doing right now?
You are putting a 25-cent coin
right
in front of me on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the year 2012, and it's nice and shiny.
It's got a caribou on it?
It's got a caribou on it.
Wasn't that a question on the Cooley show last week?
It was a question on the Cooley show that no one see. Oh, no, my
mother. Your
mother. My mother figured that one out. She's a smart one.
All right, let's get right into this one. Ready?
Let's do this.
Round one.
So these are random, okay? The topic is random. You're probably going to... It's just going to be random trivia.
All right. I am really... I'm
you're
an expert
in your
random
seat.
Things. I love this song.
You are currently in the hot stool.
Perfect. It's very comforting.
Yeah, it's a squeaky stool, too. Do you know about your lifesavers and your things like this?
I believe I get to use my phone for 30 seconds.
20 seconds. We changed it this
20 seconds. Oh, my God. I could barely even remember my password in that
okay.
20
well,
seconds.
If you could use that, I'm going to bring up my timer. But right now, we're not going to bring up my timer on my phone.
Okay.
You can also ask for a new question.
Oh, ask for a new question. Okay, good.
Or
good.
You can do a 50-50.
Ooh, that's splitting the multiple choice in half.
Yes. Right at this moment, if you get the first question wrong, you are going home with nothing and you're off the show.
Oh, God, I don't want that.
No, you want to stick around, right?
I want to hang out, you know. There's, a fun show here.
So you're having a good time so far.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the first question.
Round one.
This is for the 25 cents.
All right, I am ready.
In the movie Dumb and Dumber, what is Lloyd's last name? A. Ipkiss. B. Ventura. C. Christmas. Or D. Harper.
Well,
would you like me to repeat anything?
No, I think I'm good with this. I would like to answer, and I'm not even.
Now, when you answer, if you, it's your final answer, you have to say, "This is my last decision."
Got it.
Okay.
All right. My last decision is C. Christmas. That is my last decision.
You got that correct.
Oh, yes!
Yes, you got it correct. Sasa. How do you feel about that? You got the 25-center? What am I doing at this moment right here?
You are putting another 25-cent coin on the table.
Round two.
This one's from 2011.
2011, we're hitting round two now.
Total of 50 cents.
This is the 50-cent question. This has never happened before, but this next question has everything to do with the previous question. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
These are just random questions the machine feeds to me, and they have very similar...
This is a huge machine, too. You'd think it would be working pretty well. It's taking up half
beeping,
the room.
Beeping, there's lights.
Yeah. Like a lever on there?
Not yet.
Oh.
Okay, so, in the movie Dumb and Dumber, what is Mary's last name, the love interest in the movie Mary? A. Swami. B. Swim. C. Samsonite. Or D. Swanson. Would you like me to repeat any of those? Or do you have a final...
Could you, you repeat have a, the
what
last
What did I
two?
Say that it was again? The decision, the
last decision.
Is it the last decision?
I think so. It's going to have to be my last decision.
Is this your last decision? What did you say?
I'm not sure.
Yes, I think you have a last decision and you need to understand that you need to answer now. So
then I'm going to go with D. It's
Swanson.
My last decision.
D. Swanson?
D. Swanson.
That's correct.
Yes!
Wow, you haven't used any lifesavers yet.
Oh no, but I might need it. I might.
The skis at this point had already used two, I think, last week.
Oh my goodness, you are taking away two coins and you are putting up a loony, a golden nugget of a loony.
Do you know why I'm bringing up the loony?
I'm hoping because I may potentially win this 2013 loony. Is that correct? Can I win that?
Hold on a second.
No. So this is not...
This just in.
We got a news story. Someone just left something on my desk here. I have to read it before we continue with the show. Is that okay?
That's no problem. This seems important.
This just in. An ostrich has been seen on High Street vehemently kill smashing through the window of the Blueberry Hill Bistro and attacking three people that were inside. Two bar patrons were sent to Hawkesbury Hospital with missing eyeballs, and one of the patrons has been killed by the ostrich who pecked the victim's brains out from its ears. The ostrich is believed to be still on the loose. I wonder if it's the same ostrich that we were talking about earlier.
No. That one was, it was friendly and you could pet it.
Yes, that's probably, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, what, like, it's probably
story is
one.
Still developing, though, so we don't, 100%.
Tell that guy you dropped that off to make sure he keeps us up to date.
Wow. The news guy, you mean?
Yeah, the news guy. He was just here. He, like, rushed away, too.
All right, I don't even remember what round we were on.
I'm about to win a 2013 gold coin, Looney.
Round three.
Yes, round three, back at it. I'm just taken aback by the...
Well, yeah. Hopefully, you know...
Excuse me, the ostrich thing.
My thoughts are with those poor patrons. And
that is incredible. Their eyes were pecked out.
Yeah. I wonder if they're ever going to see again.
I doubt it. Oh. And then when someone died, we got their brains beaten. So let's continue with the game.
Yes, yeah, let's keep going. The only thing you can do in a situation like this is move on.
Yes. In the movie Dumb and Dumber, where do Harry and Lloyd live? A. Aspen. B. Providence, Rhode Island. C. Honolulu, Hawaii. Or D. Salt Lake City.
Ooh.
You like to what?
Answer the question.
You really think you have the answer to this one?
No, I don't.
Without using a lifesaver?
I'm totally going to use a lifesaver.
What are you going to use?
Can I use the cut in half, the 50-50?
Yeah, you can use the cut in half.
Let's just use the 50-50.
Computer, can you not do anything while I take the two questions out? Thank you, computer. The two questions you have left are A, Aspen, Colorado, or B, Providence, Rhode Island. So, where are they from?
My last decision.
Last decision, yes.
Is Providence, Rhode Island, B. Last decision.
Yes, you're right.
Woo-hoo!
That is the sound of a squeaky chair playing right now.
That is the hot stool.
The hot stool is squeaking with heat coming from the Gill Bank, who is...
I'm on fire here.
So what's happening now?
Oh, there's another gold coin. People are calling loonies.
Yes.
This one doesn't even have a date on it. It might be from the future.
Do you know why you have that?
Oh, no, it's from 2013 as well. I'm hoping it's because I'm going to win it.
Round four.
It's because you reach round four, I think.
Oh, yeah.
This is incredible because this is another Dumb and Dumber question. What are the
no
odds?
No way.
Is this one of your favorite movies?
This is, oddly enough, one of my favorite movies of all time. It might be my all-time favorite movie.
That is insane that all these questions, surprisingly, the computer is just randomly feeding you all these.
It's a pretty great computer you got there. It's too bad it can't eliminate questions, though.
No, I can't. I have to do that. So here we go. Here's the round four question. The $2 question. Two loonies in front of Mr. Gilbank right now. In the movie Dumb and Dumber, how does Joe Mentaliano, a.k.a. the Gas Man, die? You know who I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
The Gas Man?
The Gas Man.
A.
How do they know I have gas?
Yeah, exactly, that guy. How does he die? A. He gets hit by a train. B. He gets his neck sliced open by a barber.
Wow.
C. Someone feeds him rat poisoning. Or D. He dies of AIDS.
You know what?
What?
I don't need a lifesaver for this one.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Whoa, something just went by really fast.
This is so suspenseful music.
You know what? I have an answer for this
$2 question. What is your final
question? I'm a little nervous.
Last decision.
I'm not sure. My last decision, what was C again?
C was...
Rat poison?
Someone feeds him rat poison.
My last decision is C. Someone feeds him rat poison.
You, my friend, are going to the round five, the $4 question.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yes.
Can you believe it? $4.
$4. You took away.
Because I wanted
two.
To be more suspenseful.
Okay.
So now what do you have in front of you?
I have four loonies.
I want to say that.
Four golden loonies.
I want to say that the Skis never got it this far, but he did get this far.
One of these loonies is older than me. It's amazing. And one is the same year as me. It's amazing.
So these have been around just as long as you are. They look a lot healthier than you do.
Well, you know, they
exercise. They get around.
They get around. They travel much more than I do.
Yeah. So are you ready for this? Are you ready for people this value $4 those question? As well. $4 yeah, question?
I am ready.
This is the final round.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
That just threw me right off.
That's the final round. That's why. This is the $4 question, Mr. Gilbank.
Like
Rod
I
Gilbank.
Need to do some dancing.
This is some violin. I thought it would be more suspenseful. Is it working? Is it making you?
If it was a bit slower, I feel like it might, but it's a little
make
upbeat. Makes me want to do a small jig.
All right. So round
with
number
lady.
Five. This is the $4. This is if you're going to win $4.
I still have two lifelines left, or what do you call them? Life savers.
Life savers. I don't know what a lifeline is.
No, I have no idea.
This is the final round.
All right, let's do this.
This is incredible. In the movie Dumb and Dumber.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I got this.
In the movie Dumb and Dumber, what does Lloyd yell out?
Lots of things.
What does Lloyd yell out when he is leaving the Avalanche Bar? A. Killer boots, man. B. I got worms. C. She's late. Or D. We landed on the moon.
Oh my goodness.
You look confident.
No, I'm a little nervous. I'd like to use a lifesaver.
Really?
Yeah. I just want to... I'd like to use my phone for 20 seconds. What do you do for 20 seconds?
So I need to just put a timer on and let you know when it's time. Oh, wow. It's getting crazy.
Wow.
To be honest, I never listened this far into the song, so I don't know.
It's definitely getting intense. So I'd like to use my phone to check.
Okay. When I say go, you have 20 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Am I describing what I'm doing on the phone? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Because I figure no one's going to really know. We're not going to just be silent for 20 seconds.
Well, no, exactly. I thought maybe you would do something.
Okay, so, and go.
Okay, so I'm unlocking my phone. I'm doing my password, 3636.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Safari.
Wait, you're giving their password on to the listeners?
No, I didn't.
You said something out loud.
No, I didn't. So I'm now, well, this is some serious stuff now. Now I'm going to Safari. I'm going to look up some quotes. You know what? Actually, I'm just going to text my mom, and I'm going to let her know that I'm about to win $4.
Hold on a sec. Texting your mom.
I'm going to text my mom instead because no. I know the answer.
You know the answer. You're already past 10 seconds, 20 seconds. So what is it?
I know the answer. The answer is D. It's my last decision.
That's really ballsy that you would use the 20 seconds to text your mom. What did you say to your mom?
I just told her that I love you and we finally made it.
$4. Pretty confident that he yelled out, "We landed on the moon."
We landed on the moon. That is what he yelled out. And what's going to make me $4 richer?
You are really cocky right now, and I don't want to give you the money, but you deserve it because you won it.
Yesasa!
It's a Yesasa yell right there. We just got Yesasa blasted.
I'm just going to clap by myself. Maybe you should get a sound bite.
Of people cheersing.
Yeah,
cheering, maybe I should get something.
Yep, your computer there could help you.
Gilbank, I want to thank you for playing Who Wants to Win $4.
That was awesome.
I'm losing a lot of money because the last two people that have played this game have won, so I've lost $8 so far.
Wow.
Maybe I should keep the tally up going and see how much money I lose.
You should. And then have a marathon to hopefully raise money for your show. A telethon. Yeah.
So once we get to like $1,000, we can be like, can I have some money back, please?
Yes.
Can Eddie win $1,000?
Yeah, that's it. We'll play that.
What the hell? Well, I'm so lonely that I really wish that I could lay down and take a deep breath and die. But instead I cry myself to sleep and think as I do, as I kiss your sweet ass goodbye. When everything was going beautiful and nothing stood in my way, I had to go along now and throw that all away. And when the people tell me, Zaki, you better get your shit together, and I wonder if I will, I don't think that I'll ever.
Na-na-na, oh yeah, you're so bad. Cause Zaki, you're such a fucking bone, and you get what you deserve, and I'm glad. Zach, you're such a fucking bone, and you get what you deserve, and I'm glad. So
Sometimes I really wanna pack a bag and get out of town, because I finally felt the feeling to be free. I want a big city life and a big city girl, and I'd like to take all of my friends with me. It's these big shot insecure people we have, who we give a right to hold a gun and a badge. Tell me what to do, I'm gonna tell you right back. So sick and fucking tired of always picking up your slack.
This is Revision Radio. And now, Harold Hawkesbury with a movie review.
Hello, happy hearers. This is Harold Hawkesbury with a review of one hell of a heart-pounding, hectic film. That film being John Wick, starring Keanu Reeves. The loss of his lovely wife leaves him lacking luster in his life, lest the little dog left to him one last gift from his love. Russian gangsters, rude and rowdy, release him of his retro ride, killing his puppy in their reign of terror. Reluctant to die, John Wick regains himself, now ready to be released on a path of rampage and revenge. Stunning stunts, seamlessly slipping you into the surreal social underground presented with a superb spectacle of shooting and slashing, leaves you feeling supercharged. This film is action-packed, but is of an acquired taste, albeit it is worth acknowledgement and applaud. This film is aware of what it is aspiring to be, action-adventure absent any apathy. This has been Harold Hawkesbury with a movie review.
Revision Radio, finger-licking good. Revision Radio. Is this thing on?
This is a new segment here at Gill Bank. Oh, it's called Celebrity Deaths.
Oh, that's sad.
Because a lot of people died.
Wow.
A lot of celebrities died
of
all kinds of things.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sad. I'm trying to put my emotion through my voice. Sad.
But before I start reading those, did you know that Harold Ramis died 1 year ago exactly today? Do you know who Harold Ramis is?
I do not. Can you enlighten me?
He was in Ghostbusters. He's one of the Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay, yes.
He was a director of a lot of movies too.
Yes. Now it is ringing a bell.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Maybe later on you can look up some of the movies that he was in and
watch some Netflix.
Watch some of Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the saddest part of the show.
Definitely. You could tell by our voices.
And the music, did you hear the music playing a little bit?
Yeah, that also set the mood.
Wait, hold on a second here.
This just in.
I got another interruption here in the celebrity deaths. Yeah, someone just dropped something on my desk.
It's kind of rude.
Well, I mean, we need to know what this is all about.
Okay, it sounds important by that sound bite.
This is unbelievable. An ostrich has been spotted inside of Mike Dean's grocery store just minutes ago by the locals of Vanklik Hill.
Oh, my.
They said that the ostrich is going ballistic in the produce section, eating bananas, zucchinis, and garlic. Some Mike Dean's employees surrounded the animal with candy, only to be pecked in the face and throat by the animal. The ostrich was escaped out the back door of Mike Dean's. I repeat, the ostrich is still on the loose. Even though I didn't say it once, even. The ostrich is still on the loose. I repeat, the ostrich is still on the loose. More on this story later. I wonder if it is the same ostrich.
Well, I mean, we got to like think of the chances. I mean, there must be lots of ostrich farms around.
Well, this one is from a zoo.
Maybe. I don't think so.
But from what we heard from DiBiasio, the owner of the zoo...
He likes candy.
He likes candy. He can eat anything pretty much.
And as that bulletin said... He ignored the candy and went for the throat and eyes. So it can't be the same one.
That is very strange that it's the same night.
Don't talk directly in the microphone.
Let's go back into the celebrity deaths and let's try to put that out of our out of our minds because
just not worry about that. Let's go to sad stories again.
Let's go to sad stories again because that one is kind of sad. I mean, people were getting pecked in the neck by an ostrich inside of Mike Dean's, and it went out the back door.
It escaped again. So
have you seen anything out the windows?
I don't know. I haven't been looking.
I don't want to think about it too hard.
Yeah, that's not, let's just continue.
Let's go back. Sandra Bullock, the star of Speed and the movie where the white woman and her white family help an urban black kid play football, was murdered today by retired football star O.J. Simpson. Sandra Bullock was 50, and she was working on the movie Speed 3.
Wow. Do you think he did it?
O.J. killed who?
Her.
Sandra Bullock? Oh, yeah, it says it in the news thing here that I got given to me by... the news people.
Wow. Yeah, so it's real.
It's got to be real. Star of Toy Story and Saving Private Ryan and Toy Story 2, Tom Hanks was murdered by ex-celebrity and wife killer O.J. Simpson. Hanks was 58. Do you think he went on like a rampage and just started killing?
No, that would be ridiculous.
But it's the same person that killed two people.
I don't think so because, I mean, he's got a lot going for him. He's got that book I think it's called I Didn't Do It.
If I Did It, I think it was called that, and it didn't get released, so we have one more death here, so maybe we can wrap it up with...
Yeah, let's just get off the OJ thing.
We don't want to hear anymore.
Talk about this next death. Shame.
This is the wrapping up of the deaths here and the celebrity deaths. Those are two high-profile celebrities. Yeah. Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
I think this third one
has seriously lost some good actors.
Nicole Kidman was murdered today by Naked Gun actor O.J. Simpson. Kidman was a very sexy 47 years old.
Wow.
I heard you laughing a little
That
bit.
Was a little snot ball.
You had a snot ball in your nose.
Yeah, sorry about that. But wow.
These are tragic deaths, but I mean, Mike Dean's...
What age was that again?
Produce. 47.
Wow.
47 years old.
That's cut down in her prime.
She's done a lot of good movies.
Wow. So they're not going to be in a movie anytime soon.
Well, they're dead.
All three of them.
OJ is on the loose, probably, pecking people in the eyes.
No.
No, that's an ostrich.
It's an ostrich.
I hope it's not that.
What is it? What is it? This. What is it?
smoking, but he really wants the car.
Revision Radio with Eddie Weirwig. Right. Weirwig. Revision Radio with Eddie Earwig. On this date in news history.
Today in news history. John Albert, a businessman from Hawkesbury, literally froze his balls off 2 years ago today, right in the middle of High Street in Fankleek Hill. I was on a date with my now ex-girlfriend Sandy at the Blueberry Hill Bistro when I went to pay and noticed I had forgotten my wallet in the car, Albert recalled. Noting, he left the bistro in minus 30 degree weather at 11:45 p.m. without his jacket. I was only going to be a minute, but when I got to my car, which was parked behind Jade Gardens, I found my wallet, but I locked my keys in the car. He added, Albert noticed that Lisa Henderson was locking up Jade Gardens after being open super late. She had offered to help. Lisa was carrying a hanger, and she said she knew how to unlock a car door with it. So I let her do it. After 25 minutes of watching Henderson scratch his door repeatedly, Albert said he called CAA from his cell phone, shivering. He was told to sit tight because they were just around the corner. Albert allowed Henderson to continue trying to open the window, though after 40 minutes, she eventually just smashed his window with her elbow in pure frustration. Lisa told me she was happy to help and left, said Albert. He got his keys and jogged back to the bistro, cursing after being in the cold for over an hour. He felt his left testicle roll down the leg of his pants. I heard the saying, I'm freezing my balls off, but this was actually happening to me, he added. Albert stepped on his left testicle by accident, just as the right one rolled out, the other pant leg. CIA then pulled up and the driver saw what was happening. I told Mr. Albert we deal with vehicles only and not reattaching nuts, Jim Rose of CAA told the Revision.
On this date in news history.
Also, did you know that 95 years ago today, in 1920, the Nazi Party was founded?
The Nazi Potty. I had one of those. That's how I potty trained.
Well, you know, you got to learn somehow.
You sit there, and what you do is you sit down.
Yeah, and you put and your arm.
Yeah, you put your arm up straight up, and then you put a Jewish person in a POV concentration camp, and then you poop. That's how you do it. Did you know that?
You know what? I knew that. I just never visualized it that way.
They invented it 95 years ago today.
95 years ago today.
That's incredible.
It was founded. Good. Yep.
Lots of
helping lots of toddlers
tidbits
everywhere.
Of facts.
Wow.
I think they discontinued that.
Well, they. I hope so.
But I think the Nazi bidet is still
a thing.
Is still a thing, yeah.
It's very popular. Friends like these, eh, Mikey?
I'm on the phone. Please shut up.
Why stop? That's our protection policy. Take care of each other, 'cause that's our way.
guess when's a fight tonight? I'm sick of this.